Hey, good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into Total Wellness Radio, making us a part of your day. Today's episode is another rebroadcast from our live recording done on Facebook for our Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page, along with, simultaneously, the Country Doctor Herbals Wholesale Practitioners page. Recorded on January 24th of this year, we touch on the importance and the protective elements that we provide with herbal remedies for the cold and flu season. So, sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And if you would like to join us live, remember, every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, you can find us on Facebook, Country Doctor Nutritional Center, and the Country Doctor Herbals Facebook pages. Have a great day. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this week's Wellness Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. I am, as always, trying to put together some meaningful discussions and talking points regarding the use and power of herbs and herbal formulas that we have used clinically for well over 20 years to help people maintain and or improve optimal health and or correct maybe some things that are going on with them. So thank you so much for tuning in. We have both the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page live going and also to the Country Doctor Herbals wholesale page. Thank you for other practitioners joining us and watching this information. We're just kind of getting things set up here, getting things rolling. Bear with me on getting all the IT stuff put in place here. So it's always a challenge, but it's fun and I enjoy it, and I appreciate all that all of you that tune in, all of you that make comments, and all of you that also turn around and listen to the Total Wellness Radio podcast as well, where we try to capture the audio version of this material. So thank you as always. As we all know, we at some point here in Wyoming, we entered into the what's called the cold and flu season, and there's many different resources that we use clinically to help people support normal, optimal immune system function without the nasty side effects associated with the chemistry or the pharmaceutical approach. And there's two herbs that we're going to talk about today that are found in a formula called HPFBG. HP, that stands for Herbal Perfect, FBG, Frank, Bob, and Greg. Okay, it's just an abbreviation, but it's a formula, and the interesting thing to me is I was doing some looking into the two herbs. There's only two herbs, by the way, in this formula, but I wanted to share with you some of their benefits and some of the things that historically and clinically and in a lot of the research around the world that has been used to position people's immune systems to thrive during this cold and flu season. So let me grab a pen here so I can keep track of where I'm at in my list of goodies. Here we go. And when we're dealing with immune challenges during the cold and flu season, and according to different sources, depending on who you listen to, cold and flu season starts at fall and goes through winter, okay? Now, for those of us that live here in the Northwest, Wyoming especially, that could be, it seems to be like it could be as early as the end of August, early September, all the way in through April, okay? So that tends to be a very varied type of season for us, but early fall, all the way through winter, that's what's referred to as the cold and flu season. And a lot of times people will have, hey Bridget, thanks for joining us. A lot of times people will experience things like fever. Now let's talk about fever for just a second. These are the things that I'm gonna share with you on fever are the things that we were taught two decades ago. And again, I haven't been on this journey as long as some of the other practitioners and mentors that I've had over the years. But the message from them regarding fever is very consistent and typically the same. A fever is the body's way of responding to an immune challenge. And when it elevates the temperature, it's elevating heat. It's trying to chase out the pathology. It's trying to upregulate the immune system response so that it will rid itself of this pathogen activity. We all have pathogens. We all carry yeasts and funguses and viruses and bacteria and so forth. Staph and strep and MRSA, very common. What keeps these things in check is a very robust, very responsive, the ability of the immune system to respond to those pathogen activities. And that's what we want to focus on. The formula, when it comes to fever, with children, let's talk about kids for a second. When a child is sweating, okay, then encourage the fever. In other words, give them some yarrow tea or some peppermint tea with honey and lemon. Keep them in a tub of hot water. Keep them perspiring. This is allowing the body to do what, it, by design, a fever is not necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't need to be suppressed by some kind of what they use with kids these days, the children's Tylenols and things of that nature that suppress the immune system's ability to respond. And they want to just, let's break the fever, right? And the truth of the matter is, as long as the person is sweating, as long as they're perspiring, then you don't run the risk of fevers that get a bit high, 103, 104, 105 even. You don't run the risk of secondary damage because they're perspiring. It's when they have a dry fever. This is where you can really run into some problems. And so don't suppress the body's natural response, which is fever, because that's a welcome response to fighting any kind of an immune system challenge, as long as they're sweating. So remember that. There can be things like stomach upset. And when we get into the description of the two herbs in the HP-FBG formula, we're going to talk about how they work synergistically together, even though there's only two of them. Their multitude of different properties and different support that they provide the body is quite amazing. So if it's stomach upset that's accompanying the bug, if it's anything to do with chest respiratory issues, when they cough, it burns. You get kids with croup. You get RSV, sometimes labeled as some type of influenza type activity, whatever they've been told they are dealing with. Just know that these are symptoms of the problem, and when we use herbal preparations properly, and in some cases very aggressively for 3 to 5 days, we find that you can turn those situations around pretty quickly. You can also have this affect the small intestines, a lot of lower abdominal, maybe some discomfort or aches, pains, maybe some cramping, nausea, okay? These are also symptoms that can be a part of this problem. The one that I always see with most people is muscle and body aches, joint aches, the range of motion, also a lot of fatigue. Also another one, when they feel really cold, like they can't get, no matter what they do, they just can't get warm. Like the body's fighting something, it just feels so cold all the time. And that just basically, achy all over feeling that it can accompany this cold and flu season that we all deal with. You know, one of the things that that comes to mind is that, you know, when we know we're in cold and flu season because all the different drugstores seem to put out, get your flu shot, right? Come on in and get a flu shot. And flu shots tend to be very tunnel visioned in their support and help for the body. They typically by their nature, and depending upon how they were made up, are not as responsive to current needs of the immune system, because these things are pre-prepared, so to speak, and they may have one or two variants that they can deal with. But the problem is that they're typically outdated. They tend to create additional stress on an immune system that's already challenged. So we just have to keep that in mind for people who dutifully get their annual flu shot. More often than not, they feel worse than better from that type of thing, but they get some level of comfort, emotional security from knowing that they've done their duty. The biggest challenge that we see with people in the flu shots is that they're not giving the body a broad spectrum support for what's needed in the now, what's needed right now in terms of the support that we could be providing for them to give their natural immunity an opportunity to do its job and to strengthen in the process. So it tends to be, you know, the use of herbs and herbal preparations in our experience over 20 years clinically is that it's a much more proactive approach to what's needed in the now versus kind of a, you know, an old school knee-jerk reactionary approach. You know, it's kind of like the old saying, it doesn't do you much good to close the barn door 2 days after the horses ran away. And that's really kind of what, you know, the modern approach does, is unfortunately it doesn't provide a broad enough spectrum in the now for what's currently needed by the immune system for these folks. So, and that's why we just see, you know, such far superior results with herbal preparations. And it's also important to mention right here, as it comes to mind, herbal preparations that are used clinically with us have three very important elements to them. Number one, they're non-toxic. Number two, they're non-habit forming. And number three, there's no side effects. Okay, so that's always another plus, besides being very responsive and in the now for what's needed for these people in the, this time of you know, cold and flu season. It is it's definitely a superior approach, and people just love the they just love the response that they get. So let's talk about HPFBG. First of all, it's not being required to differentiate between bugs, okay? Whatever the pathology is, it's not being required, unlike a flu shot, which can only differentiate one or two, the use of an herbal preparation is not subject to trying to differentiate things, right? It is broad spectrum. It supports where it's needed. Actually, it's nature's pharmacy, okay? So it has the ability to respond and help the body respond as needed in the moment. One of the herbs, and you can look this up, and forgive me for the pronunciation on this because different people pronounce it different ways, but star anise or star anise, okay? There's two different ways that you can pronounce it. And it is one of the most amazing broad spectrum herbs actually used in cooking. And it encourages the body. This is one of the things that it supports. It supports the body's natural ability to secrete mucus, to remove congestion. It also helps to normalize the digestion. So with people who tend to get the stomach area, you know, they call it maybe the stomach flu or something like that. Stomach bug is what we hear a lot of people going through. And star anise has the ability to really support and help the body naturally get through if that's the type of symptom they're having. Also halitosis, sometimes people will get some kind of a gut bug activity and it'll give them a lot of bad breath. Halitosis is what it's called. And the star anise is one of those that really can help calm that down and neutralize that. It is also one of the things I like in looking at this particular herb is it's very safe for nursing mothers. It is safe for nursing mothers. Bridget is posting a question here. She says, would it help trapped gas in the abdomen as well? It's very possible, Bridget, that it could have an effect on that if that production is based on some kind of bacteria or you know, viral activity in the gut. If that's a byproduct of that, then yes, we could see some improvement in that area. So really good question. Again, safe for breastfeeding moms and also babies with colic. Colicky babies a little bit. Now, this brings to mind something I should mention right now, and that is how much to use. A lot of times, people are too timid with herbs, okay? We tend to just be too timid. We have this mindset of looking at herbs through the lens of how pharmaceuticals are used. And well, don't use too much, okay? Because you can get toxic or have a side effect. Well, we're not using something that, again, is toxic, habit-forming, or produces a side effect. We're using something that will aid the body's normal function, and it will expel the rest. It will literally get rid of excess use of these herbs. But there's a way to go about this that seems very effective, and that's by body weight. If you remember to use herbs by body weight, if you can't get with a practitioner that uses kinesiology or some other form of evaluation tool, hey, Tamara, thanks for joining. Then what happens is you have to go by body weight. So I use in just a supportive case, I like to consider one dropper full of tincture to every 30 pounds of body weight. However, and that's with children especially, like you might have a 10-pound child, 20-pound child, you can use a dropper full per 30 pounds. So a 10-pound child can still use a dropper full. I've seen 10-pound children, 20-pound children need to use two or three droppers full for a couple of days to just be a little aggressive, to really upregulate the nutrition value of the herbs in the system, and then back off in a day or two, right? So you can listen to how they're responding and you can back off. I've had some people that dosed and needed to use anywhere from, you know, 6 to 9 to 12 droppers full for a day or two, okay? So don't be timid when you're using these herbal preparations, depending upon the severity or what you're dealing with the person, but you can be very aggressive short term and help the body, you know, normalize the immune system support that's needed and then back down as needed. Star anise, one of the two ingredients in Flu Be Gone, that's what FBG stands for, FBG, is it's wonderful for any respiratory type challenges. Any respiratory type challenges. And you can also add 3 or 4 droppers full into hot water, warm water, with a little bit of honey and lemon, makes it much more palatable. But even by itself, it has a fairly pleasant flavor. It's not too bad. If you like licorice, I think, is kind of what it's close to that. And it's really effective that way. You can drink it as a tea all day long, you know, for support. And it really, really tastes quite good. Now, the other ingredient, the other herbal that's found in the HPFBG is elderberry. And I'll tell you, elderberry, it's been around for generations and generations. Most everybody who ever watches this video is going to have some familiarity with elderberry, maybe making elderberry syrup and honey at home, or they've gotten elderberry products at their local, you know, natural grocers, health food store, whatever. So elderberry's been around for a long, long time. It's got a long track record of being used to support normal immune system function. Bridget has another comment here for us. I go full steam ahead with herbs. Excellent information on herbs. Very good to know. Thank you. Thank you for your feedback. You're certainly welcome to. And yes, the syrup is amazing. We put the two together. Elderberry helps to calm the nerves. Now, most people don't know that that's one of the properties, one of the benefits of using a non-toxic, non-habit-forming, no side effect approach to normalizing immune system responses. With elderberry, it has a wonderful effect on calming the nerves. We use it for when people are dealing with, you know, you can get bad, like headache type symptoms. As a byproduct, one of the responses physically in the body with dealing with some kind of an immune challenge. So great for that. It does support folks with fevers. I mentioned fevers earlier is one of the things that people deal with. And as long as it's a wet fever, not a dry fever, we don't run into other, you know, potential complications. Just have to be, you know, very aware of that. Throat issues, great for putting in a little, you know, you can put a couple of droppers full in a tablespoon with a little bit of honey, kind of swirl it around a little bit, put it in the mouth, and then just let the mouth, the salivation, kind of let it dissolve slowly and swallow small amounts and let it trickle down the throat to really coat and soothe the throat area. It's really great for that type of thing. Interestingly enough, you can take some gauze. Actually, what you can take is an old used comfrey tea bag. Maybe you've made some comfrey tea and you've wrung the tea bag out. Don't throw the tea bag away. You can actually put some a dropper full or two on the tea bag, work it in, and you can use it over as an eye compress for tired or eyes will get to aching, you know, from these types of challenges. You can use it on a tea bag as an eye compress as well. Really helpful with that. Obviously, anybody who's dealing with any kind of pain issues, in the body as a result of dealing with an immune challenge. They can certainly use that in that area. And again, as I mentioned earlier, placed with some honey and lemon can make a wonderful tea, a beverage. Small sips, swallowing small amounts, really coat the throat. The other thing too, the full strength, you can put a little bit on the fingertips and massage it right on the nostril area and really breathe it in deep. That helps the aromatic properties go into the sinuses and help that area of the body as well. So it's wonderful for doing that with just the straight tincture. Historically, again, it's one of those preparations that is very ideal for any type of cold, flu, bronchitis situation. We certainly don't use herbs to treat illness. That's not what we use herbs for. We use herbs to help the body normalize its proper function, right? Anytime we have these overwhelming symptoms that come on this time of year, we have a system that's overwhelmed somewhere. So really stay hydrated. Consider adding cayenne in with some apple cider vinegar and water to help normalize pH in the body. That can be very beneficial. So just remember to use these things. You can use them aggressively. Again, there's no toxic side effects, not habit forming, and no residues of any after effects from using them, because they're not toxic in any way. So be aggressive. Don't be timid. Have some HP FBG on the shelf in your medicine cabinet, in your herbal remedies cabinet, I should say. That's more accurate, because this is an herbal remedy. It is not for the treatment of any disease or illness or diagnosis. That's not what we're doing. What we've been doing clinically successfully with well over 4,500, 4,800 office visits a year here in Cheyenne is positioning people to thrive by supporting their natural immunity, their natural responses in the body, which makes all the difference in the world. One more question here. Thank you again. Are there any other herbs it does not go well with? You know, I nothing comes to mind. You can use this two herb approach with echinacea to boost it. You can use it with lobelia if they need more respiratory expectorant, right? Or anaspasmodic. Maybe they're even getting slight seizure or tremors in the nervous system. Lobelia is a lead sheep herb. Use it with ginger for those folks who are having more upset in the stomach to help have a calming effect. Use it with, like I say, golden seal, garlic, cayenne. Anytime you start adding more of these in, you're getting more and more herbs that lead these properties into the body where they need to go. Cayenne is a stimulant in terms of really upregulating circulation, blood flow in the body, which improves healing in the body. So, you know, this is just one of those one or two herbs that in and of themselves, the combination of just these two can have a major impact when used properly. But, you know, that's a great question. And yes, you can use these with multiple other herbs and will just bring more and more properties, more and more support properties to the normalizing the body and the body systems. So thank you so much, as always. Excellent. Great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, that's exactly what I used. Exactly what I was asking. Perfect. Glad I answered that properly for you. And as we get ready to wrap up January, we got one more Wellness Wednesday. But guess what, everybody? On my calendar on the wall that has the entire year planned out on it for Wellness Wednesdays, somehow, some way, I missed having January 31st on the schedule. So what I'm thinking about doing, one of two things, is either going through a preview of February's. Let me take a look here. Let's just look at the calendar. Actually, you know what we'll do? We're going to go through the importance of body purification. We're going to go through the importance of maybe the mucusless diet, kind of touch on some of those resources, especially from Dr. John Christopher. And we'll give you a list of do's and don'ts. Let's go through that. That'll be a great way to wrap up January as people are becoming more and more focused on taking responsibility for their decisions and their choices, taking responsibility for what's within your control, like from the fork on the plate to the mouth. We can take responsibility for that. And that's one of the most impactful things that we can do to really help the body restore function, to prevent and or correct any concerns that we might have with our health right now. So I'm going to dedicate January 31st. We're going to go through the handout on the do's and don'ts of diet, the top six in both areas, and some herbs, additional herbs that can be used at home on a regular basis and their amounts on a regular ongoing basis to promote optimum health, optimum function, and so on. So thank you as always for tuning in. I appreciate you making us a part of your day. We'll see you next week on our next Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday on the Facebook page, and also on the Country Doctor Herbals Facebook page for practitioners. You guys take care and have a wonderful and blessed day. One more comment just popped in here. Hey, Cindy, we've experienced health restoration in the family using HP tinctures. So grateful for the... Oh, thank you so much for your comments. Yes, Tanya, thank you very much for tuning in. You're welcome. Next Wednesday, the 31st, it's going to be a real eye-opener. Some really important things that you and your family should be doing at home on a regular basis to avoid having to go to doctors, okay? Including me. So I'm very very excited about sharing that with you next Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. You folks take care, be blessed, have a great day. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.